been to Oh Gabriola. I have been to that island.
Yeah, Gabriola, that's where Charlie Lima lives. I've been to Gabriola, I've been to, what's that, starts with an S. Saturna, yeah, I've been to Saturna, Main Island, Galliano, in there, lots.
Yeah, I think there's a repeater on Saturna, the one on 146.660, and the one it's listed as being in Chimanas, but I think, I'm not sure if it's on an island, 14668.
That's on Mount Brenton. That's top of the Dapa Henry Road, down the bottom of Chimanas, on the very top, more couch and valley, but. And then when you get up to the corner and you're looking, well, it's the mountain on the right. The mountain on the left, I don't remember that one, but the one on the extreme left is Mount Sicker, where 547 sits.
Yeah. Over the hills and far away. Yeah, you know your neighborhood there. Yeah, it's good to be aware of what is where. Yeah, those three. I think I key them all up. Full quieting from here. Oh, and then Salt Spring. Mount Bruce, I think, 14732, tone 88.5.
Yep, half a watt is that. I've done low power on my portable. On both of my portables, half a watt, yeah, it's easy. Yeah, I can see Mount Bruce from the dining room.
Yeah, it's where the 732 one is. They used to have a boater's net on there. Maybe they still do. Yeah, there you go. All the stations that are surrounding you there.
Yeah, ooh, nice car. Yeah. That boater's net happens during the summer months, not so much in the winter months or fall.
And I think there's one a little further north in Ladysmith. What's the call sign? Something BE7DXH.
145410. I can get into Ladysmith, but I think they must be tucked in behind a few hills because it's a difficult signal. And as for 668, that one is also difficult because I believe I'm too close to the mountain peak for the signal to get out properly. I do better getting into 543 Nanaimo, solid, but Chimanas, eh.
Well, 543 VE7 DJA, DJA. Yeah, let's see, 668. That one is like the Abbotsford repeater. It's not on the power grid. They have to get their power sources from something else or some other way.
Yeah, I have a difficult time getting in that one, too. I mean, I can get the signal, but it's not as clear as, say, Mount Bruce or actually, I get into Victoria better.
Oh, lots and lots of radio shadows. Yeah, that's the geography there. It's a bit of a hilly region, but that goes with the territory.
Victor, if
there's
anybody
on
Bravo,
I can
like
talk to
everybody
him.
Know. He's making good time
in
on TransCanada. Average speed is 83 kilometers an hour. Fluid speed, altitude 27 meters. Victor, Echo 7, Uniform Juliet, Mike, with the status.
Uniform Juliet, Mike, you're walked on by Real Amateur Radio Communication. Do you want to try half your QSO on that Chinese radio again? We lost. Oh.
His audio was mixing, but not his signal. He must have been up on the 70 centimeter side.
Go ahead, Johnny.
I'm just tracking people on APRS here. It's pretty cool. We got a couple on the highway. Inbound from Vancouver heading to Surrey. Not going to mention any names, but he's doing 83 kilometers an hour.
Man, talk about stalkers. This bullfunk club is getting out of control, Rock.
Stop swearing on the air. Monitor and make sure everybody's behaving in the lower mainland here.
Oh, yeah. UJM. He's 3D printing hundreds of bullfangs, flooding the market.
With the optional buy for $10.95 off the phone to the mic.
Truckloads of bullfangs.
So windy yesterday, I heard you turn the beam into the wind.
Yeah, it was pretty breezy, eh, James? Holy mackerel, yeah. The only problem I had with my big British Columbia flag, I got it on two big glue clamps on the mast there, and it should have had two. I was having fun with that, but everything else held up.
Wow, that's great. Well, I got to turn my car off now. I'll be back. Vic Druckleton, take a call.
Yeah, you gotta conserve energy for that 480 at 200 watts. You're gonna kill that battery because you're long-winded.
Hello, James. You're long-winded, James, so they say.
Who's that? Is that his partner in crime?
Yes, it is. It's Chuck in Mid Meadows.
Hey, Chuck, how you feeling? You sound like you're a little under the weather. Are you okay?
Oh, I just woke up. I fell asleep. As usual.
Nothing wrong with that. I hope you're okay, buddy.
Oh, it's fine. Thanks a lot. 7-3 to everybody. Or whatever's listening.
Oh, I have a message for you.
Oh, go ahead.
Piss off.
I couldn't catch that. You said what? I
told you to piss off.
Oh, okay. That's fine. I'm used to doing that.
Oh,
that's really nice.
You're
grounded, Ocean Rain. Go back to the kitchen and make some coffee. You're off the air for 5 minutes.
Busy. Hey, have you ever tried shrimp sauce? Oh, Lord, I love it. It's salty, but boy, the smell of it.
I love shrimp. Yep. Give me more shrimp.
Just cooking some guyland right now. That's going to be with a nice bean cake. Oh, it's going to be delicious.
There you go. Everybody's on to food again. Okay, keep eating. Enjoy. 7-3 from Pitt Meadows.
7-3 in Pitt Meadows. By the way, I need to do some tests with you later. Get ready for the event here in Pitt Meadows. I need to the beam. I finally got the thing rotatable. Put a couple whirls on simplex later, buddy.
Okay, that sounds good. That sounds fine. Yeah, that would be... What frequency?
Well, anything you want, buddy. It's all yours. Remember, you are a real amateur.
Oh, okay. Yeah, all right. Well, you can just try this one. I can put it on low power, whatever. We'll just see what happens.
Just stay off channel 16. I prefer not dealing with the Coast Guard.
Okay, I think I will.
Tango 7, Tango
Go. Oh, here comes your co-conspirator. Go ahead, Tango Go.
How come the site's in pink? Interesting. must have timed out. Oh, well.
What is James mumbling about?
RPT.
Go brush your teeth after you had a sleep. You got bad breath.
The signal's coming in. Who's transmitting what band? By the time till everything's pink.
Down to 73 and 88
in the
heat.
Did
you say 88 to OR? God, go back to bed.
Now it's all back normal. I refreshed it. I can see who's transmitting what.
Chuck, you just woke up. You missed out on all the excitement. The repeater was off the air for about an hour and a half.
And I wouldn't even have known.
Well, I knew. You and Maple Ridge, how dare you say 88 to me?
In Maple Ridge, we have lots of maple and lots of ridges, I guess.
We got, down here, we got winners, some chain smokers and boozers.
Sounds like a bunch of people I'd like.
You probably love my bar.
Yeah, I'm sure it would. Anyway, 7-3 to everybody out there. Probably going back to sleep.
That's cool. I had the flu for about 4 days. Boy, off and on the radio and doing things that really knocked the crap out of me. It's quite a virus out there, and it mutates. It's like ostriches in the storm, 7-3.
Okay, I hear that. That's why it's good we don't go too far from home. 7-3 all.
You look after yourself, my friend, in a serious manner, in a good way. Right, Rock?
Always do things in a good way.
My way or the highway? I guess it's my way.
Nice song by Elvis Presley when I think about it. God, am I that old?
I remember Elvis. I was a teenager when he was coming on screen there.
And no wonder drive-ins didn't make any profit. You had all the profit in the trunk.
Yep, that's for sure. That's right. And they could scramble out.
You know, you can fit seven women in a 1970 Cadillac DeVille, no problem. They even have room for popcorn.
Go willingly. Oh, my God, sorry, couldn't resist it. Truck of 7 in front of you, Mike.
And by the way, that Chinese radio has nice audio. I shouldn't say that because it just bloats you up.
Not bad coming from my living room. It's the only handheld that can do that, but I'm about to post pictures. I took the FLIR forward-looking infrared handheld unit, and I took some pictures of the radio. And, yeah, it's white hot. Watch out. You'll get a tan when you use this.
No, I have to admit, it sounds better than a UV5 I have.
Yeah, well, it should have good signal. It pumps out at 8 watts, so I'm probably frying the side of my face. Yeah. And it's all about the antenna, too, so it's got a tactical Kusnik antenna on it, so I look tactical. And I get into the repeater okay, so I can talk to riffraff like you, sir.
Well, if you look at page 14 of your manual, it says just buy some frozen dim sum. Put it on both eyelids, and you won't feel the pain.
If I strap hot dogs to the antenna, you know, and I talk to you, they would do. They would get done. Okay, I got to figure out this. I got to go and make coffee or do something. Big Jack is 70 in front of you today, Mike. Well, a good start would be trying to translate the Chinese manual into English. Maybe you'll find a way.
I haven't picked up a manual on all 8 handhelds I own. Me and my buddy ChatGPT, she walks me through it all.